So the room is full today. Thank you all for coming. So we are going to start. So I'd like to welcome one of my colleagues, Max from Berlin, who is going to talk about web transport.
Thank you very much. Thanks for so many people showing up here. This seems to be a very popular topic. Appreciate all your attention. It's wonderful. OK, I want to give an introduction to web transport. And I want to post this as a question, whether it's going to be the next WebSockets in the web. I'm Max. I'm a software developer at Mozilla. I'm working on Firefox's networking stack. And within the Firefox networking stack, I mostly focus on HTTP3 and QUIC. And we'll have plenty of talking points here about HTTP3 and QUIC. I lured you all in with a phrase of web transport, but really what I'm going to talk about here is QUIC and HTTP3 and all the properties that we can then pass up to the higher levels. I'm very much a low-level transport person, so bear with me a little bit here. If you want to learn more about me, this is my homepage. Obviously, reach out to me. I'm going to be here. I don't think I'm going to take the whole time, so I'm going to be here for questions in the room. I'm also going to do questions afterwards outside, so feel free to find me there or send me an email or anything you like. Okay, before we can talk about the next WebSocket, let's first talk about WebSockets itself. And a quick show of hands, who here has used WebSockets? All right, that's an easy one. Who has programmed against WebSockets, as in operating some kind of WebSocket-like service? Okay, wonderful. Okay. Who here has heard about web transport? Who's using web transport? Wow. Brave soul. All right. So what is back to WebSockets. What is WebSockets? It's a very established web API today that, as a web application, gives you a single reliable bidirectional ordered byte stream from the client to the server. As in, from the web context in the browser, you can then communicate to the server. And basically can do with that whatever you want. It started off on HTTP 1 in December 2011. That was standardized as, was it here, RFC 6455, so quite early. And what it gives you on HTTP 1 is built on top of TCP. We'll go a little bit into that. It gives you a single session. So it upgrades the whole TCP connection to a WebSocket.